A competency hearing is scheduled Thursday for a man accused of trying to kill a Canton police officer. 21-year-old Shane Newman of Plain Township entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea in March on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and robbery. Stark County Common Police Judge Kristen Farmer ordered evaluations to determine if Newman is competent to stand trial and to review his mental state at the time of the incident. The alleged crime happened December 18th inside the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard Northeast after a shoplifting investigation. Newman is accused of pointing a handgun at an officer and pulling the trigger, but the weapon did not fire. Authorities are still working to identify a man found dead after a house fire in Bethlehem Township. The Stark County Coroner's Office says investigators believe they know who the victim is, but positive identification has not been made. An examination is scheduled today. Officials say DNA testing may be necessary. The fire was reported Thursday afternoon in the 4500 block of Hudson Drive Southwest. Firefighters called to the address found the home engulfed in flames. The victim was found inside after the blaze was put out. The cause is under investigation by the state fire marshal. Alliance police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing man. 20-year-old Nathaniel Heng was last seen leaving his West Oxford Street home early Wednesday. He is 5'8", 160 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Heng was wearing a black shirt and gray sweatpants. Police say he suffers from schizophrenia and other medical issues. A home security camera caught his white GMC Canyon pickup driving on Union Avenue. Heng has been found in Goshen Township and the New Philadelphia areas in the past. Anyone with information should contact police at 330-821-9140. A man is in jail facing charges in connection with two separate incidents in Canton. 33-year-old Tion Lipkins of Canton is accused of firing a handgun at occupied vehicles in the 1900 block of Fulton Road Northwest March 18th. Police say at least one vehicle was damaged, but no serious injuries were reported. On Thursday, officers say Lipkins ran from police, damaged a property owner's fence, and a police canine bit an officer during his arrest. He was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges including felonious assault, inducing panic, and criminal damaging. Lipkins is being held on a $140,000 bond with a status conference set for Wednesday. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says a man is facing murder, rape, and felonious assault charges in the death of a woman who died from injuries suffered in an August 2025 sexual assault. 41-year-old Adam Richardson of Green was arrested Thursday after a search of his home turned up electronics, drugs, and cash. Authorities say the woman reported being punched, choked, and raped before she died December 16th from complications of her injuries. The medical examiner ruled her death a homicide. Richardson is set for a hearing today. Massillon Public Library workers are moving toward their first contract after voting to form a union. The State Employment Relations Board has certified the May 5th election, in which employees chose to join Service Employees International Union District 1199. Workers say they organized over concerns including wages, benefits, and workplace conditions. They will now elect bargaining representatives and begin negotiations with library management. According to The Independent, library officials say they value employees and will continue to cooperate with the state board. A Kent attorney has pleaded guilty to 15 felony counts involving child sexual abuse material. 57-year-old Patrick Warzak admitted to the charges in Portage County Common Police Court after investigators found more than 1,100 illegal images and videos on several electronic devices. Prosecutors say the evidence was discovered during an investigation that also led to Warzak's earlier guilty plea for soliciting a 12-year-old child for sexual activity. He is serving a 30-month prison sentence in that case. Sentencing on the new charges will take place at a later date. An environmental lawsuit over alleged contamination in the Ohio River is moving forward in federal court in Youngstown. The city of Weirton, West Virginia, and its water board are fighting a motion to dismiss their case against Arkwood Environmental in East Liverpool, claiming the facility released the so-called forever chemicals into the river that supplies their drinking water system. Arkwood argues the plant is too far away to be the source. Water officials say testing and river flow data support their claims. Sebring voters will be asked to decide whether the village should abolish its civil service commission. Council recently approved legislation placing the charter amendment on the November ballot, saying the current system has created challenges in hiring and promoting police and fire personnel. In other action, council approved one-year contracts for Andrew Selwa to serve as village prosecutor and for Jerry Yost to continue as solicitor. The agreements were effective June 1st. Council also authorized participation in ODOT's road salt purchasing program for the upcoming winter season. A victim has been identified in a fatal crash in Youngstown. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says 46-year-old Louis Delgado died in a single-vehicle wreck Sunday night. Police say Delgado was driving north on Market Street when his vehicle flipped on its side for unknown reasons. No other vehicles are believed to have been involved. The crash remains under investigation by police and the Coroner's Office. A woman accused in a large animal cruelty case is back in custody after a Trumbull County judge revoked her bond. Court records say 70-year-old Marguerite Simcox of Gustavus Township violated conditions conditions by continuing to house animals. She faces 36 counts of animal cruelty in connection with a March 15th fire that killed 27 dogs and 2 horses, and additional animals were rescued. She is due back in court July 9th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.